meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. It is Friday. Say that with me. It is Friday. It is a wonderful, wonderful day. And this is the day that we kiss April goodbye. Mwah, there it goes. It's going to go into the dustbins of history. But the things that God speaks to us during April, those can go on into perpetuity. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merit Assembly of God, where our mission statement is, be a blessing. Be a blessing to God. Be a blessing to your family. Be a blessing to your church. Be a blessing to your community. Be a blessing spiritually. Be a blessing at work. Be a blessing financially. Be a blessing in any capacity that you think that God has equipped you to be a blessing. And that's why Merit Assembly of God exists. This is the church that brings the Refresh Radio program to you right here on WMIE 91.5 FM, Monday through Friday, 8:30 of a morning and 5 o'clock of an evening on 91.5 FM, 10:30 of a morning on WWBC 1510 AM. So that's when you can find us. If you miss those times, you can go to the WMIEFM.com website, scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page, click the on-demand feature, type in the date. That will give you a list of all of the various programs that you can find archived there. You can download it and listen to it as a podcast. You can listen to it right then and there. However you choose to do it, that is up to you. You just click on where it says Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs, and you will get to hear the radio program on the date of your choice. We are currently going through a topic of seeking justice, what the Bible has to say about justice. We're in 1 Kings chapter 10, where we have been spending several days discussing the interaction between the Queen of Sheba and King Solomon. And I believe today we will be getting to the part about justice. There's a lot of wisdom that we could glean from the passage in 1 Kings chapter 10. And so we've spent some time doing that. You know, a lot of times we rush through things. We overlook things. We just kind of give a cursory look at it. And sometimes we can miss some things. And I want you to know that in preparing for the radio program, it was impactful to me, and I pray that it will be impactful to you as well. One of the reasons that we are able to be here is because of businesses like Creative AC Solution, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. Bill is part of our congregation. His wife Heidi is our worship leader, and they believe in the Refresh Radio program. In fact, Bill, he's like, Pastor, You are so good on the radio. I mean, I love when people encourage me. There are sometimes that people say, I've literally had people tell me this. I was going to tell you what a wonderful sermon it was, but I didn't want you to get an inflated ego or anything about it. And I said, please understand that if that happens, I've got a gold-plated thumbtack that I can use to let that air out. But in actuality, what you do is you just keep the inflow going to help offset any criticisms that may come my way. And so Bill's encouragement is greatly appreciated. And I will tell you this about him. The man knows air conditioning and heating systems. And no matter what you've got, no matter how big, how small, he can tell you whether it is worth fixing, whether it's not worth fixing. He can tell you if other technicians have told you the truth or if they were trying to sell you a system that maybe you didn't need. He is a great blessing. Having a air conditioning service tech that will tell you the truth is one of the great blessings that you will have in your life. It's kind of like having an honest mechanic. You want that person not padding their paycheck by having you repair something that didn't need to be repaired, but you want somebody who is going to treat you honestly. You don't want them telling you everything's fine and it's not. But you also don't want them telling you, yeah, you got a major problem, when in actuality, you've just got a minor part that needs to be replaced. Creative ACE Solutions will represent Jesus well in treating your system, and I pray that you'd give them a call. Write this number down for when you need their services, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284, and tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program. So back to 1 Kings chapter 10 we go. 1 Kings chapter 10. And we'll begin reading with verse number 4. And when the queen of Sheba had seen all the wisdom of Solomon, the house that he had built, the food on his table, the seating of his servants, the service of his waiters and their apparel, his cupbearers, his entry and his entryway by which he went up to the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. Then she said to the king, "It was a true report which I heard in my own land about your words and your wisdom. However, I did not believe the words until I came and saw with my own eyes, and indeed the half was not told me. Your wisdom and prosperity exceed the fame of which I heard. Happy are your men, and happy are these your servants who stand continually before you and hear your wisdom. Blessed be the Lord your God, who delighted in you, setting you on the throne of Israel, because the Lord has loved Israel forever. Therefore, he made you king to do justice and righteousness." So yesterday we ended up with happy are your men and happy are your servants. I believe that Christians should be the happiest people on the planet. I do. I believe that we ought to be filled with joy. We've been given hope, a future. We have been forgiven of our sins. Our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. There is much for us to rejoice over. No matter how bad things get in this world, we still have Jesus, who is able to more than compensate for that. Anything that we have done for him, he says that we will in no wise lose our reward, both in heaven or in this life that we experience now. So we should have tremendous joy, tremendous peace, tremendous confidence. And so it does say, happy are your men and happy are these your servants. There is, however, a qualifying statement there that is very important. And it says this, who stand continually before you and hear your wisdom. Who stand continually before you and hear your wisdom. Now, that doesn't mean that they weren't out there doing their job. It meant that they recognized the king as the authority in their life, and when he was teaching them, instructing them, training them, equipping them for their work of the ministry, that they stood there and received that wisdom, that teaching, with joy in their life. They knew they were getting ready to go out and be better equipped because of what Solomon was imparting to them at that point in time, because it wasn't just Solomon's opinion. It had been given to him by God. Okay? So it continually means that they positioned themselves as frequently as they could to stand and receive from the king. And that because of that, they were going to be able, let's look at it, okay? Happy are your men and happy are these your servants. They were able to go out and discharge the duties that Solomon had assigned to them with a great deal of confidence that they were doing it exactly like the king wanted it, and they were doing it with excellence. I believe that we should do things to the best of our ability. Okay? Now, I'm not saying we're going to go out and spend millions of dollars on an hour and a half production. That's what Hollywood does. Hollywood spends millions and millions and sometimes billions of dollars to produce a movie that they hope that you're going to find entertaining. If it happens to win them some awards, all the better, because that means it's going to generate more income for them down the road. Okay? We're not in the entertainment business. We are in the salvation business. We're in the healing business. We're in the discipleship business. We're in the empowering business. And so the resources that we have are different resources. You know, we can say, like Peter and John, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. That's the reality. Okay? Never look down on spiritual abundance as inferior to whatever the world has to offer. So he is told, your servants are happy because they continually stand before you and they hear your wisdom. Do yourself a favor. Do your kids a favor. Do your employees a favor. And don't withhold your wisdom from them. I believe in the parable of the talents that the reason that the first person was so successful and the second person was so successful is because the master who had entrusted those talents to them, those financial resources, had also entrusted to them his wisdom and his strategy. And so they had risen from one talent to two talents to five talents, or one talent to five talents to 10 talents. They had risen. And so they put the master's wisdom and the master's resources to use. And when the master came back, they said, it worked again. And he said, well done. Well done. Enter into the joy of my rest. That's what we're looking for. And so you and I, we need to impart the wisdom that God has given to us to those around us. Duplicate yourself. You know, impart the wisdom so that that wisdom will touch more people than what you could possibly touch as an individual. Okay? Now, verse number 9, this is where we're going to spend most of our time. She goes on and she says, blessed be the Lord your God. Okay? Remember, the fame that she had heard of Solomon was concerning the name of the Lord. And so all of the wisdom that she sees in demonstration, she ties back not to Solomon, but to the Lord who had imparted that wisdom to Solomon. And so she begins her final summary of the encounter that she and Solomon have had is this: praise God. Praise God. Blessed be the Lord your God. And it's not just a statement, but she puts in there that at that point in time, she can see that Solomon and God are walking in a relationship together. And that is what is manifesting itself in all of these other areas of life. God is an expert in every field. God is an expert in spiritual well-being. God is an expert in physical health. God is an expert in finances. God is an expert in relational dynamics. God is an expert in diplomatic relations. God is an expert in just about everything. You know, he's an expert carpenter. He's an expert physician. He is an expert philosopher, if you will. God is an expert warrior. Whatever field you're looking at, God's an expert there. And she looks at Solomon and says, praise the Lord your God. I can see his hand operating in you and through you in every area, and it is benefiting the people who are around you, surround you, and are serving you. She goes on and says, who delighted, blessed be the Lord your God who delighted in you. A lot of people live as if they're trying to earn God's favor or God's blessing. You do not work to earn your salvation. Salvation is the free gift of God. Mercy is God pouring into you things that you do not deserve. And his favor is bestowing things upon you that you do not deserve. He's a God of justice. So when you experience mercy, it's because God has manifested that in your life. When you're experiencing favor, it's because God is doing it. It says God delighted in him. There are a lot of people who live as if they do not or are not persuaded that God loves them or God takes any joy in them whatsoever. I want you to know that that's not biblical. The Bible says that for every sinner that repents, heaven rejoices. It is a celebration that is going on, and with people getting saved on a daily basis around the globe, rest assured that heaven is celebrating nonstop. It's celebrating, and it says, God, blessed be the Lord your God who delighted in you. Now, I want you to see the timeline here. Okay? He is not delighted in Solomon because of his wisdom. He's delighted in Solomon. And because he's delighted in Solomon, he's imparted the wisdom. He's not delighted in Solomon because he's the king. He's the king because God delighted in him. Okay? It says this, setting you on the throne of Israel. So let me read it to you again. Blessed be the Lord your God who delighted in you, setting you on the throne of Israel. There are a lot of people who are trying to make things happen for themselves in their timeline when they really need to be delighting themselves in the Lord, growing in the Lord, understanding the needs and the inadequacies that they have in their own life, and that God can equip them beyond their shortcomings. There's a whole lot of people that ought to be in preparation mode that are trying to operate in manipulation mode, trying to make something happen, and God is really trying to make them. God doesn't want to promote me or promote you or promote anyone else above the ability of our character and relationship with God to be able to sustain that wisdom and that blessing. So he says, be the Lord your God who delighted in you, setting you on the throne of Israel. I like to tell people that if you look at the word authority in English, that you see that it is got to be authored by somebody. It's got to be put in there by somebody. A-U-T-H-O-R. By the way, my name is A-R-T-H-U-R-S. A lot of people pronounce it authors, but it's Arthur's. Authority is something that is given to us by God. In Scripture, it's the authority to build people up, not to tear people down. It is because Jesus has been given all authority on heaven and on earth, that we are able to go and make disciples of all nations. It's because of his authority and the fact that he has taken back the keys of death, hell, and the grave from the enemy that we can go forth and we minister from a position of authority, not from a position of wishful thinking. Let God be the one that places you. In all honesty, after 27 and a half years, I never dreamed that I would still be at Merit Assembly of God all of this time. But God's the one that positioned me here. So, you know, are there people that pastor bigger churches? Yes. Are there people that have bigger ministries? Yes. My comparison is not to compare myself by them, but to compare myself by this standard. Have I made the most of the opportunity that God has set before me? Okay. He set me in authority here so that I could touch people's lives. Okay. Now look at what she says. She's not done. Because the Lord has loved Israel forever, therefore he made you king. Okay? So, God delighted in Solomon. He positioned him where he was. By the way, in Jude chapter 1, there's only one chapter in Jude. But if you look at verse number 6, it says this, "And the angels who did not keep their proper domain but left their own abode, he is reserved in everlasting chains under darkness for the judgment of the great day." When God has set you someplace, you need to learn to be content where God has set you, where he has placed you, what he is developing in you. If you say, "I don't like this place, I'm going to choose for myself a different place," you are setting yourself up not for revelation, but for a lack of illumination. You're looking to set yourself up as a prisoner of hopelessness instead of a prisoner of hope. Okay? So, she says, the Lord has loved Israel forever. You know what I mindset I need to have? God has loved the people of Central Brevard County. That's why he made me pastor of Merit Assembly of God. If you've got a job, God loves the people that you work with. So that's why he's placed you where he did. When you go home at night, God loves the people of the neighborhood in which you live. That's why he chose for you to live exactly there. That's the truth. God loves you. God loves the people that you serve. And so that's why he made Solomon king. Solomon did not make himself king. David had a part in making Solomon king, but ultimately it was God who made him king, and he did it for the reason that he loved Israel, because he delighted in Solomon. Those are the first two, but there were two other reasons. So that Solomon upon the throne could do justice. To do justice and to do righteousness. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach. You and I, we cannot be bragging about our relationship with God and how blessed we are and how happy we are and look at all of the organization if we're not going to operate in our jurisdiction, in our domain, with the authority that God has entrusted us, if we are going to operate or live unjustly. Okay? Truth of the matter is, Solomon lives here I think it's in the chapter that we're looking at, 1 Kings chapter 10 that it talks about all of the things that he violated. Yeah, he wasn't supposed to turn back to Egypt, but he did that. He gathered chariots and horsemen to where his military strength was based upon that instead of, his relationship with God. And he amassed tremendous amounts of wealth so that the king made silver as common in Jerusalem as stones. Okay? Those things were forbidden. He got away from the word of God. And, you know, Jeroboam ends up rising up in rebellion and ends up going back to Egypt just to find a safe place from Solomon. There ends up being some injustice in the land. That wasn't the reason Solomon was placed on the throne. He was placed on the throne not to abuse people, but to minister to the people in justice and righteousness. No matter what level your authority is, whether it's over yourself as an individual, over a family, over a department, or over a company, make sure you do it justice. And here's the thing about injustice. It's sneaky. It's sneaky. It comes in, and you know, like I've said as we were leading up to this, don't let a blind spot appear in your family to where, you know, you aren't doing something simply because that's a family member and you happen to like them, and then you turn around and treat a stranger very harshly. That's not what God wants. God is looking for leaders who recognize that they cannot serve without God, that they need the wisdom of God operating in their life in such a way that people are going to say, you know what? They know God, because they could be using their power for selfish needs, but instead they're using their authority for serving and equipping other people to do the work of the ministry, and that they too. I heard a story one time about a guy who was very rich, and he hired the best people he could to work for him. And what happened was he did such a good job of training those people that they ended up being very, very wealthy as well because of how much he poured into them. I pray that you have a pastor and a church that is pouring into you. We'll see you next week right here.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
From what is seen to the deepest part, I offer all that I've come.